The Atlantic Ocean. The present. The Southern Belle was one of a new generation of fast, seaworthy vessels being built in American shipyards after years of the United States taking a back seat to other shipbuilding countries. At 700 feet, she was longer than two football fields put together, with room enough to carry 1,500 containers. The massive vessel was controlled from a towering superstructure on its aft deck. The 100-foot-wide deckhouse, which resembled an apartment building, contained crew and officer quarters and mess halls, a hospital and treatment rooms, cargo offices and conference rooms. The ship's captain, Pierre Pete Beaumont, was peering through a pair of binoculars. From his vantage point on the bridge, Beaumont had a panoramic view of the Atlantic storm that raged around his ship. Fierce gale-force winds were kicking up waves as big as houses. The waves crashed over the bow and washed halfway across the stacks of containers tied down on the deck. The extreme level of violence surrounding the ship would have sent lesser vessels scurrying for cover and given their captains sweaty palms. But Beaumont was as calm as if he were gliding in a gondola along the Grand Canal. The soft-spoken Cajun loved storms. He reveled in the give and take between his ship and the elements, watching the way the Belle blasted her way through the seas in an awesome display of power gave him an almost sensual thrill. The ship had loaded its cargo of synthetic rubber, fiber filaments, plastics, and machinery in New Orleans, then sailed around Florida to a point halfway up the Atlantic coast, where it began on a straight-line course to Rotterdam. The Weather Service had been right on the nose with its forecast. Gale-force winds had been predicted, developing into an Atlantic storm. The storm caught the ship about 200 miles from land. Beaumont was unperturbed, even when the winds intensified. The ship had easily survived worse weather. He was scanning the ocean when he stiffened suddenly and seemed to lean into the lenses. He lowered the binoculars, raised them again, and muttered under his breath. Turning to his first officer, he said, "Look at that section of ocean, around 2 o'clock. Tell me if you see anything unusual." The officer was Bobby Joe Butler, a talented young seaman who hailed from Natchez. Following the captain's lead, Butler surveyed the ocean around 30 degrees off starboard. He saw only the gray mottled water stretching toward the misted horizon. Then, about a mile from the ship, he sighted a white line of foam, at least twice as high as the sea in the background. Even as he watched, the mounding water grew rapidly in height, as if it were drawing power from the surrounding waves. "Looks like a real big sea coming our way," Butler said. "How big do you estimate it to be?" The younger man squinted through the lenses. "Average seas have been running around 30 feet. This looks to be double that. Wow! Have you ever seen anything this big?" "Never," the captain said. "Not in my whole life."